Very good. Welcome to our Nolimara Buddhist Center. And not so many people today, maybe because they're afraid of the cold. So I'll begin by telling you Buddhist climate control, because we've got to be very careful of our environment these days. So I tell people that when it's cold, keep a warm heart. And when it's hot, keep a cool head. That's called Buddhist climate control, which does not consume any electricity. So anyone who feels really, really cold, that there was a group of Buddhist monks in Tibet many centuries ago, or not centuries, decades ago, and they would develop this meditation to create inner heat. And I always remember these monks whenever I feel cold, because these monks, once they developed this meditation, could actually to create an increase in their body temperature. And it was they had to be tested, because they had to do this if they wanted to go and meditate in a cave in the Himalayas by themselves. And there was no electricity, no heaters. They had to be able to show they could endure very low temperatures by creating inner heat. And so they used to give them the test. And the test was in the middle of the winter, in the middle of the night. They'd take them out into the snowfields of Tibet. And they'd have to take off all their robes and sit in the snow with nothing on except for a blanket. But the blanket was dipped in the icy waters of the lake, first of all, and then put around them. And they had to dry 3 blankets, you know, in one night to be able to pass the exam. And every time I feel cold, I feel so thankful I'm a Theravada monk and not a Tibetan monk. And that takes away all the worry about the cold. So those of you who do feel cold this evening, don't worry about it. If you stay in a cold place, you actually extend your life. Which is why we put things in refrigerators, so they don't go off so quickly. So take comfort in the fact that if it's cold this evening, you're extending your life. So thank you for that's the introduction. And if you want some more bad jokes, stay here. If you've had enough, get out while the going's good, because now we're going to meditate. So now we do a little bit of meditation. Please turn off your mobile phones, your beepers, and anything else which goes beep beep or noise or ding ding or whatever. So everyone can be quiet, because, as I say every week, if your mobile phone goes off during a meditation, the mobile phone creates such bad karma, even phones create karma, that in its next life it will be reborn as a parking meter in the city, which is the lowest form of life for a machine. So please don't do that to your mobile phone. Turn them off. So now we close our eyes and just bring all of our attention inside, coming home. Now we go out in our day, do our work, do our responsibilities, our shopping, whatever you have to do in your life. But in the evening we come home to our apartment, to our house, the place where we can relax and rest. In meditation, your house, your apartment, your place of rest is inside, inside your body and mind. So come home. And just feel what it's like just to be with your own body. We neglect our body because we're so caught up with other things. Now, know the feelings in your body. Be mindful of the sensations in your own physical body. How does it feel? And if you notice any ache, pain, tightness, irritation, be aware and then do something about it out of compassion. If you need to move your legs, move your legs. If you want to fidget the bottom, please do so. If you want to scratch, scratch. In this type of meditation, we always keep the eyes closed. So you can scratch parts of your body you wouldn't dare do when people are watching. They've got their eyes closed, okay, no peeking. Kindness for your body. And if it's a part of your body deep inside which hurts, which is irritating, put all your attention on it. Instead of running away or trying to do something about it, just be with it. Be with the irritation or pain. Go right inside it. And from inside the irritation or pain, give it beautiful compassion and kindness. Like you may pick up a wounded bird who's terrified but needs your help. Or an abandoned cat or dog. You care for it, which relieves its pain. It knows that someone in this world is looking after it. That's what you do to the parts of the body which are injured. You give them kindness. And just like you pick up a wounded bird, with kindness it relaxes. It realizes you're not going to harm it. Like the place in the body which is hurting, it relaxes. When you hold it with mindfulness and kindness, wishing it well, and the mindfulness gives you feedback, you can feel the sensation change. The pain gets less, the tightness loosens up, the tension is relieved, the fear evaporates. This beautiful combination of mindfulness with kindness. And feel your body relax deeper and deeper than it's been all day. And don't rush this preliminary stage. Keep putting awareness on your body. Find another place which needs relaxing with awareness and kindness. Until you can relax your knees, your bottom, your nose if it's blocked up, the whole body to relax to the max. Continuing to keep your awareness on the physical feelings in your body. Don't go thinking about the past or the future or all your problems you have in life. We neglect our body so much that it gets sick. So now please devote the first 5 minutes of quality time just being with your body, relaxing it with mindfulness and kindness. It deserves your attention. It is important. You want to be healthy. This is how. If you find any points of tension or tightness, awareness, and see if you can relax it all. Last week in monastery we had Cancer Support Association come. I often teach how to be aware of maybe a feeling of tightness in your breast. Give it kindness, relax it away. That's how people avoid breast cancers. Before even the doctor sees it, you can feel something's imbalanced. Notice that feeling, give it kindness. Relax it completely away. Know how your body feels and how delightful, how enjoyable it is to relax your body. And just linger on that delight, that pleasurable feeling of a body relaxed. The last your body deserves this. And then you can let the body go. And you can start relaxing the mental world with all your problems and fears, anxieties and memories. All this stuff in the mind which causes more pain and stress than the body. You can start to relax the mind now. In exactly the same way, be aware and be kind. Whatever's happened in the past, it's gone, it's finished. There's no need now to keep thinking about the past. You don't learn from the past, you learn from the present, from now. And as for the future, now is the place your future is being made. if you want to create a healthy, happy, successful future, put your attention in a point, the place where it's being made. Now. What's it like being now? What are you doing with this moment? How are you reacting? Whatever it is you're experiencing, the sound of my voice, a feeling in the body, whatever. Just make peace with it. Don't fight it. Respect this moment. It's teaching you something. You will never return again. We respect every moment. We're kind to it. You'll discover the way you react to every moment is what creates a peaceful, still mind of deep meditation. If you react trying to get somewhere or trying to get rid of things, you find you get more stress. Just make peace, be kind, be gentle, otherwise known as letting this moment be. Letting things be, relaxing the worker inside your mind. Relaxing that. So your mind can rest. It's got nothing to do except to be a human being, not a human doing. What does peace feel like? Peace is created when we stop reacting to the moment. We let it be. The mind is like a lake with waves on the surface. If we can only just make peace, those waves get less and less and less. So imagine your mind like the lake, and all the thoughts and emotions just like waves on the surface. Leave them alone, relax, and watch those waves get less and less and less till your mind becomes like a still forest pool. If you have peace, stay with that peace. If it's still difficult, try following your breathing. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. No more than that. Keep it very simple. How do you feel now? How peaceful are you? What is peace? What's the experience of peace like? Especially the pleasure of peace. It's beautiful, delicious stillness. It's got its own flavor. And Buddhism says there's no happiness higher than stillness, than peace. So if you can understand the great saying of the Buddha, the highest happiness, inner peace, stillness, utter contentment, just being, I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Don't open your eyes yet. Savor the last moments. And see if you can allow the sound of the gong to go right inside of you. And only when the last resonance of the gong fades away, only then open your eyes and let the meditation fade. At the end of the third ringing of the gong. There you go.